Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Fallon pointed out that the state of Florida let a million COVID tests expire at a warehouse, but now the FDA has decided to extend the expiration dates. Fallon said when they heard that, every New York hot dog vendor was like, is that really safe to do that? Colbert, nothing ever good happens in a Florida warehouse unless you place your bets on the right coked up snapping turtle. Fallon, yeah, the FDA extended the expiration dates. When they heard that, the CDC said, hey, making up rules as you go is our thing. Colbert, it's great for folks down in Florida who need tests, but even better for me because the FDA is finally confirming what I've known for years. Expiration dates are a myth, a mere suggestion. Fallon. Meanwhile, Florida was like, you can put any date on them if you want, but we're still not going to use them. We don't care. CBS Mornings on Friday apparently had an interview with Bob Saget in the can that they hadn't aired. It was taped on December 6th. Bob started talking about the death of his sister, and he said, we were all in the room when she let out her last breath. I don't know how to explain it. I'm going to go all woo here, but it felt like the soul going past us. I literally felt my hair kind of move. And being an actor, that's a very important thing if your hair gets out of place. The host asked about him making a joke at a serious moment, and Saget said, humor is the only way my family survived. It's so healthy to laugh, and I'm out there doing it, and I know it's healing for people. Entertainment Weekly caught up with Drew Carey. He said, I was friends with Norm Macdonald and Bob Saget, too. I really don't like being at an age where people I know and personally know are dying. Bob was honestly like the nicest guy. I met him when I first started out quite a few times at a local comedy club in Cleveland. Once he invited me to a taping of Full House when I got out to LA. It's one of the reasons I missed my first Tonight Show performance. Really? Wow. The invitation to go see the taping in some kind of weird way really affected much of my career. He was very supportive and mentored me and gave me advice and always so kind to me and nice. Wait, you missed the Tonight Show? And still had a career? Whew, you are lucky, Drew Carey. Drew said, once Saget was there, everybody wanted to come back and see him. And I've seen him do 2-hour shows, 2.5-hour shows. I once saw him do 5 curtain calls, 5 standing ovations. He was so funny. Deadline reports Pete Davidson will star in a horror film. It's called The House. Pete Davidson plays Max, a troubled guy who becomes more so after realizing that the old folks' home where he works has a sinister secret. I don't know, can you picture Pete Davidson looking kind of creepy? Yeah, you can. To quote the description, as he investigates the building and its forbidden fourth floor, he starts to uncover connections to his own past and upbringing as a foster child. That brings us to Gossip Corner. Pete Davidson was at the Knicks game. Oh, he doesn't just go to the Knicks game. Fancy Pants hangs out with Ben Stiller and Jon Stewart in the front row. Excuse me. Actress Sienna Miller and rapper Offset also at the game. Fancy. Apparently, the night before the Knicks game, Pete was out west having dinner with girlfriend Kim Kardashian. So let's find out all about Pete's outfits. When he was at the Knicks game, he wore a blue baseball cap with Uncle Polly's written across it on the front. He completed the laid-back look with some dark denim jeans and gray sneakers with white laces. Jon Stewart was looking all casual with a padded black coat, charcoal trousers, and a light gray beanie. The Daily Mail adds, the night before, out in L.A., Pete and Kim grabbed dinner at John and Vinny's, a pizza place. Kim managed to look stunning with a mask and oversized sweater. She showed off her famed derriere in a pair of tight-fitting leather trousers. The two had 2 large pizzas and a salad. Time out. Do the Brits not understand pizza? There's no way Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian had 2 large pizzas. In American, a large pizza to me would be a full round 8-slice pizza. I doubt Pete and Kim had 16 slices of pizza and a salad and sipped on Diet Coke as they sat opposite one another on a small table, mixing in with an unassuming crowd. Yeah, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are sitting at the pizzeria and nobody has their phones out. Yeah. An onlooker at the restaurant tells the Daily Mail, it was a very casual date without much flirting. No one in the restaurant barely noticed them, and Kim was on her phone at one point. After, they stopped off at a Rite Aid pharmacy to pick up some ice cream, and the Daily Mail tells us that Rite Aid is known for stocking the brand Thrifty Ice Cream. Shaquille O'Neal is bringing back the All-Star Comedy Jam on February 10th. This will happen in Los Angeles. The show will be hosted by D-Ray Davis, a really good under-the-radar comedian. Bill Bellamy, Michael Blackson, Earthquake, and Monique are the performers. That is a killer lineup. Those are all really good comedians. Plus, a surprise musical guest and Shaquille O'Neal himself. Hey, maybe even Pete Davidson will show up. You never know. That is Super Bowl weekend, and the Super Bowl is in Los Angeles, so that should be good for people with comedy podcasts. Should be a lot of celebrities in LA that weekend. That should be a good time. The SF Chronicle has updated dates for SF Sketchfest. They had to cancel this year. They won't be back until 2023. Get your calendar out. The dates for Sketchfest, January 20th to February 5th, 2023. In a joint statement, the co-founder said, "While we're disappointed to spend another year apart, the health and safety of our audience, performers, and staff comes first. Due to venueability, 2023 is the earliest we can prevent the festival as planned. We can't wait to safely laugh along with you then." There's a new episode of The Weekly Comedy Thing available on the Live by Live app. That is a weekly show that I host. It is the forerunner of this podcast. There, I do quick stories, like maybe 30 seconds, and then play a bit by the comedian. And what happened was I had all this extra material, so I turned it into a podcast. And, you know, you can't talk for 15 minutes about Pete Davidson's wardrobe on that show. You just go, "Hey, Pete, da, da, da," and then you play a bit by Pete Davidson. That's how that works. The app is free. It's called Live by Live. It is spelled Live X Live. The show is called The Weekly Comedy Thing. New episodes come out every Monday. Check that out. If you enjoy what I do here and you would like to support the show, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw any amount in the tip jar. I suggest $5. I take your $5. I go to the National Donuts chain. I buy a large iced coffee with caramel and milk, except on Wednesdays. On Wednesdays, when there's not Omicron, I go to the brewery with my friend Glenn, not the first Glenn that wants royalties, the second Glenn that I use in bits, and I buy him 5/7 of a beer with the $5. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. The AV Club has seen the new How I Met Your Father. They're not digging it. They say the series represents How I Met Your Mother's narrative inventiveness, but it's the chemistry between its leads not quite working. There's the Looking for Love main character, Hilary Duff as Sophie, alongside her best friend slash roommate, Valentina. They're balanced out by a similar pair of guy best friends, Jesse and his Marshall-like committed pal, Sid. And this time, there's a sixth member of the crew, Jesse's adopted Vietnamese sister, Ellen, who's also searching for romance after divorcing her wife. That is way too complicated, writers. The Barney S. character, Charlie, is a blue blood whom Valentina brought back from London, and his attempts to fit in with the poors are more buffoonish than amusing. There's still the setup of a love story told backwards. This time, instead of the voiceover being performed by Bob Saget, this time it's Kim Cattrall, who plays an older Sophie. She's in her living room in the year 2050, telling her off-screen son about the tale of her parents' courtship. That's out tomorrow on Hulu. I will probably look at it with morbid curiosity, and I know myself, I'm going to hate it. I know how I am. From Paste, Will Arnett has an upcoming Netflix comedy. It's called Murderville. It parodies crime procedurals. The show is scripted except for one crucial role. Every week, Will Arnett will be joined by a notable guest star who has no script and has to improv their way through the episode. That sounds a lot of fun. The guests, listen to this list. I'm excited about this, reading this. Conan O'Brien, Kumail Nanjiani, and it's great that we're on the other side of the Eternals. I'm tired of hearing about how Kumail Nanjiani worked out. Okay, you're fit. I'm impressed. Get back to comedy. Conan O'Brien, Kumail Nanjiani, Annie Murphy, Ken Jeong, Sharon Stone, and Marshawn Lynch. He's a football player. If the concept of the show sounds familiar to you, you may have seen the BBC Three show called Murder in Successville. I have not seen Murder in Successville, but I like this premise, and Conan alone will get me to watch it. Murderville premieres on Netflix on February 3rd. Dispatch.com caught up with Tig Notaro, and we're like, "Tig Notaro, you've reached 50. How does that feel?" Tig said, "Oh my God, I never really had an age when a fellow was the big one or big deal. I still always feel kind of 25 in my head." I hear you, Tig Notaro. "But I'm okay with being 50. I've hit my stride and feel better than ever. The wisdom and experiences I have at this age feel really good and earned." Tig, you're known for deadpan comedy. Where'd that come from? Tig said, "Must have evolved at some point, but as long as I can remember, people have told me my comedy was so dry. It sounded like a compliment, so it was thrilling. There's a bit of sneak surprise when you deliver your punchline. Her comedy was mainly observational over the years. I think it just allowed myself to change. I wanted to grow and tell longer stories, more than just a short joke or one-liner. I even do some physical bits and then tell personal stories. I tried over the years to not tell myself, 'Nah, you can't do this.' Sometimes when you do that, you get stuck and it's not fun anymore." That's your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Pods, wherever you get your shows. If you missed Saturday, I did a Chris Elliott episode on my Late Night with David Letterman retrospective series Saturdays in January on this feed. So if you are of a certain age and revere Late Night with David Letterman, check out the Saturday episodes. Otherwise, see you here tomorrow.